Well, good morning, everyone. I know this may just be a normal everyday Tuesday for you all, and good for you if it is. But on this May 25th, 1 year and 3 months after we were forced to go remote for the roundtable panel, we have the whole gang here. We have a room full of panelists, and it's really wonderful and weird.
Yep.
And we are all vaccinated. We are all sort of apart from each other, and we're ready to go. So it's very nice to have the group. So let me introduce everybody, and then we'll get started. And we have a lot to talk about with the fun drive and everything else. But it's so if everyone sounds really good and you don't hear a cuckoo clock, it's because Rosemary's not in our house anymore.
I know. I do miss the cuckoo clock. Yeah.
You know what? And so do we. All right, everybody. We welcome you to the roundtable and to our discussion this morning. So here goes. Let me introduce everyone, and then we'll get into what we got. We're going to make some money this morning. We're going to make a lot of money this morning. We're going to, what else are we going to do? Oh, we're going to talk about stories, and we'll get it all done. I promise you. First off, WAMC's Alan Chartok is here. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Hey.
A hell of a day yesterday.
It was. It was a terrific day. I was up at 1 this morning. I took my walk in the dark. And I got to tell you, I was always looking for the bear, but the bear wasn't. Now, there are bears down here in Albany now. There are bears all over the place.
We had a bear near our place.
Everybody's seeing bears now.
Yeah.
Bears and donkeys.
Donkeys?
Yeah. I think it's a way of saying bear ass. I'm not positive.
Oh, no.
That's what it was. And Joe went and threw me under the bus. Okay, so
profane wordplay. Okay, I got it.
Go ahead.
I got it. Okay, so anyway, thank you. I'm here, ready to do service. And thank you for having me, boss.
Well, it's wonderful to have you here. I'm glad you are here. Investigative journalist and UAlbany adjunct professor Rosemary Armeo. Good morning, Rosemary.
Good morning. So happy to be here. It feels like old times. What happened to the last year?
Yeah,
exactly.
I know. What happened last year? But aren't you finding and JP Miller is here as well. The Empire Reports JP. Oh, by the way. Look, that very tall gentleman on the corner. It's JP Miller.
First thing I do every morning is look at the Empire Report to make sure I haven't missed anything about New York State politics. You're doing a terrific job, JP.
Thank you. And I was thinking I thought for a while we may never be back in this room, or at least maybe I would never be back in this room. I thought that for a while.
No, you always made the cut.
No. I mean, just here in the room. And then I got the email yesterday, you can come into the studio yesterday. And I said, wow, it seems like it just kind of flew by. Even though it was obviously a long time, it seems like in a way it flew by, no?
Well, it was. I mean, we sort of made the decision, and then we had to figure out how to operationalize it and what. Because I know, because I told Libby really wanted to come in yesterday, and I said, we just need like another day. And then we got it, so.
Well, I had to adjust how to set my alarm because this is the earliest that I've brushed my teeth and put on clothes in a year.
I don't know about you all, but it's like, oh, I have these clothes? I didn't know I had those.
Feel new.
It really is such a pleasure to see these folks.
It's really very, very nice, and we're all together. The gang is back, and we're here for a very special occasion because we have opened the lockbox. Right now, Alan, we have in the lockbox, you will remember our goal is $1 million. $1
million. $1 million.
However, collected in the fund drive so far is $404,025.
Now, that's interesting because yesterday we started in the high 360s, right?
Correct.
So we raised over $100,000 yesterday.
Yeah.
And when I say we, I mean
something.
We, meaning our community, raised that money.
Yep.
You hear that?
I know. If you would like to call in and pledge, all you have to do is go to WAMC.org. You can also call us. The number to get Alan's personal cell phone is 1-800-323-9262. Call him right on the air.
Don't do that. Yeah. Okay. So, all right. So this is terrific because we raised over $100,000, all of us together. Our community did that. And I can't tell you how close to tears that it brings me when, you know, I always worry before we go on, are we going to make it this time? Will this be the time when we don't make it? And there you were, all of you so far. 500,000 people listen to this radio station every single week or month or whatever it is. And that is a lot of people. So now we would love to end the fun drive today. We would. And so that we don't have to go into a fun drive in early June. And we know that you can help us do that. We're coming out of this terrible situation. We've all been together. You know, we're all walking down the avenue together, arms linked, and we know that we can make this if everybody just does a little something, whether it's $5 or $5,000. Have we introduced the whole panel yet,
yes.
Joe? Okay. Well, Joe, thank you for that.
And we told them how much to have today. We're now setting the table for what our goal is this morning and a challenge, and then we'll get going.
Okay. Now, this is an amazing challenge. Amazing challenge. First of all, Anonymous from Covington, Massachusetts, a very generous person has put up $2,000. And then we got another one. Right after the $2,000, we heard from Stephen Hagerton of Rock Tavern, New York. So Stephen says, listen, I listened to the fund drive. Let me help you out, but I really want to see something happen this morning. And it's asking for a lot, and we may not be able to make it. But we'll try, because Stephen Hagerton of Rock Tavern, New York, has asked us to do it. He has asked us to make $50,000,
wow,
by 11 o'clock this morning. That's going to be hard. Now, did we do it yesterday? We did, but we did it in segments, and people put up challenges. But he's willing to. But did I tell you how much? Have I told you how much?
Yes. Yeah,
$20,000.
Yeah. And then plus the $2,000.
Yeah. So that'd be
$22,000. So we make 50, we get 22.
And if anybody wants to put some other challenge on the table, that's always okay. But look, Stephen Hagerton has really shown us what a leader is about. And he has said $20,000 if we can do this. Now, in order to do that, we're going to have to everybody do everything they can. If you've got a relative, call your mother, call your father, anybody that you can. Call them up and say they really need us now, because $20,000 will bring us really closer to the end. So that would be a $70,000 morning if we can do it, because 50 plus 20 is 70. So wherever you are, if you could just, as they say on the streets of New York, if you could just see your way clear to putting up some money, that would be great. And I know that we can depend on each and every person saying, if you're going to do it now. This is the linchpin of the drive, if we can do it. We're up to over $400,000.
$404.75.
We raised more money. We raised money enough yesterday, over $100,000. Well, if Stephen Hagerton of Rock Tavern, New York, has his way, we can do that again, but it's going to mean that everybody has to get on a phone. We only have about 10 volunteers. Usually we have 19, but this is a hangover from the pandemic. The number is 1-800-323-9262. Write it down. 1-800, put it right on, if you don't have a piece of paper, put it right on your palm. Write it on your palm. 1-800-323-9262. Or, better yet, go to WAMC.org if you have an instrument of computerization. Go there and write us that way and say, I'm in for this. And if you have any special comments, say so. And by the way, so says Stephen, $20,000 if by 11 o'clock we can raise $50,000. That's a lot of money.
So that would mean right now $46,000 that we need to make this $22,000 in challenge money. So we ask you to do what you need to do. 1-800-323-9262. And if you can do it by line online, we would certainly appreciate it. 1-800-32 you can certainly do it online, WAMC.org. WAMC.org.
You know, when I think of WAMC, I think of togetherness. I think of a community. I think of all of us putting our arms around everybody else and marching down Constitution Avenue together. You know, this is a very special radio station, and the community is based on a community of character. The people who listen to this radio station are so special that we've never had to look back because of you. So if everybody just does it now, it would be great. Now, you can't hear the phones ringing in the background, because we're in the studio and they aren't. Or put another way, the Society of English Majors won't like this, we're in the studio and they ain't. So everybody on a phone, everybody on WAMC.org, and do what you can. Joe, over to you.
1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org, to do it online. We need you, we need you, we need you. And here's the thing. Did you have some comments that you wanted to?
Comments are already coming in.
All right.
Jeannie of Westtown, New York says, I can't start my day without WAMC. You're my commuting companion. I am both well-informed and entertained by your programming. Alan, 740 morning observations are spot on. That's very kind of you, Jeannie. And then an anonymous from Poughkeepsie, New York. Thank you for the Roundtable and the Media Project, among many other favorite programs. And there you are, Rosemary, on both of them. Anonymous from Pleasant Valley, New York. We enjoy the Roundtable and Alan's interviews with Pete Seeger. And Barbara from Coatekill, New York. I'm so grateful for this station. It has been a very important to go to this, this past year. And our wonderful, wonderful friend, Al DeSalvo of Albany, New York. I'd like to make this contribution in memory of my wife, Susan Thompson.
Oh,
who was
Susan.
She was a wonderful woman who was an avid listener and faithful volunteer at WAMC. And we'll miss her, and we love her, and we love you too, Al. And hang in there. That's all we can say, except that our thoughts are with you. And Al DeSalvo, thank you so much for writing that. Joe?
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. All right, so let's go to some news, and you know what to do. To fill the lockbox, we've got a lot of work to do. We need a lot of money, and up until 11 o'clock this morning, we have a $22,000 in challenge money on the table, so we need to do this, and we need to do it right now.
Again, we can't say enough to both Anonymous of Cummington and Stephen Haggerton of Rock Tavern, New York, who has put this amazing amount of money up, $20,000, but only if we can do it.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. All right, so we have a panel here. We have waited a year and a half to welcome panelists back, so we're going to get ready, put them to work. All right, here we go. We begin with the story about Belarus and sanctions. We spoke of this story yesterday. The EU agrees to impose sanctions on Belarus, barring EU airlines from country's airspace after authorities forced down a Ryanair jet. I want that guy. But the plane's in the air. Bring it down. I want that guy. Rosemary?
Yeah, I've been talking to a friend who is a journalist in Minsk who is pro-state. She works for state media, and debating this with her. And she said, no, that guy's more than a journalist. He's a 26-year-old opposition politician, and he's dangerous and he's bad. And the argument ends right there. That may well be true. In Eastern Europe, journalists are frequently also activists, which increases the conflict of interest that we don't allow in this country, despite Chris Cuomo, and it makes for danger. However, when the United States was after Snowden, remember that?
Yes.
And they used their allies in Europe to not let a plane that was flying him land any place in Europe. Do you remember that? They couldn't fly over the state, and it was forced down in Austria. The prime minister of Bolivia was on that plane. He was horrified and outraged, as it was all of Latin America, rightly so. But there is a big difference between not allowing a fly flyover to help out another country, and claiming there was a bomb scare when there was not, and then sending up a jetliner. That was a hijacking. That's international terrorism. Despite what that guy did or represents, the government of Belarus has committed an act of terrorism. It was applauded and possibly abetted by the Russian government, and the United States and Europe is right to take as strong an action as they can. I worry that they can't take action strong enough, and that this has increased the danger for journalists, for aviation, and for sovereignty of countries.
I want to go to the
serious.
I want to go to everybody else, but and then hit the break too. But will sanctions work in this case?
I don't know what they can do that would Lyshenko has nothing to lose. He's worse than Trump. He totally stole the last election. It's not recognized in most of the world, but it is recognized by Vladimir Putin, who has power and balls. I think he's probably the mastermind behind this. And they've taken a step that the rest of the world is aghast at, but doesn't know what to do. Well, it's like moving into Ukraine, which Vladimir Putin also was behind.
Well, the Putin thing is really, I know you got to go to.
Yeah, just put that.
I know you got to go to the break. But the Putin thing is the interesting question here. You are so right, Rosemary, mm-hmm. because if Putin is behind him and said, go for it, that's one thing. If Putin wants to make peace with the United States, which apparently he does right now, we're hearing those rumors, he wants to get in better with Biden than he is, then that's another whole story. So we really don't know.
JP, we'll be back to you in just a second. I just want to remind you, we started needing $50,000. We now need $40,000 to make this goal.
Oh, boy.
1-800-
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, we need $40,710. So I'm rounding down a little bit.
No, but that's
not by a lot.
That's unbelievable. That's terrific.
It's really great. 1-800-323-9262 is the telephone number. You can go online at WAMC.org. It is so cool to have other humans. I've just been talking to myself for a year and a half. Alan is here, JP, Rosemary Armeo, and we welcome you to join in. You can go to panel at WAMC.org if you have any questions, comments, or concerns about what is going on in the world. We'll get to your letters as well. Pledge in the meantime, WAMC.org. We opened up the lockbox and we found our panelists. They were in there all along. That's what happened.
I'll take the middle bed.
All right. So we started this morning needing $50,000 to make $22,000 in challenge money. This is the Cliff Notes version. We are currently at $411,245, which means we need $38,000.
$800. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be very, very hard.
We have until 11 a.m., and we need you.
You know, the telephone number is 1-800-323-9262. Write it down on your palm. 1-800, just like you used to do before the test at school. 1-800-323-9262. And Joe, can I just read a couple of comments?
Absolutely,
okay.
Please.
Here are some comments from Eileen in Schenectady. Keep the faith and keep the lights on. I love it. Don't let the light go out. And Jennifer from Ankrum, New York. You know, remember when we used to play that song all the time?
Yeah.
Don't let the light go out.
Mike remembers.
Paul and Mary. Yeah. 1-800.
Do you want to hear it now, or you want to hear it during the break?
No, during the break.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Okay. And Jennifer from Ankrum, New York. I love Ankrum, by the way. I'm going up to Maine for the summer, but I want to make sure that WAMC is there and thriving when I get home. Hey, guess what? Jennifer, it's going to be there in Maine also. You can listen to WAMC around the world, and people have been telling us that. I listened in Colombia, South America. I listened in Italy. It's just got to get the app. I couldn't imagine my life without WAMC. And Julia from Niskayuna, New York. I am an Albany law graduate and work as a public defender in Schenectady. Thank you for all that you do. And Jeffrey from Cahoe says, welcome back, live panel, with 6 exclamation marks. Here's a second $100 for the box.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that nice?
That's very nice.
And Peter from Monroe, New York. Peace and love to everyone at the best radio station in the galaxy. Now, that's quite a comment.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
I tune into the other ones from the other places, but sometimes. But in the galaxy, that's quite a compliment. I mean, I tune into
public radio from out of this world.
From Venus.
All right, we need you. $38,000 is what we need to make this now. We need started at 50. We need 38. 1-800-323-9262. $22,000 in challenge money. Two incredible challenges.
Oh boy.
Together.
And let's remember who that's from. And that's from Stephen Haggerty of Rock Tavern, New York, who put up $20,000, and Anonymous of Cummington, Massachusetts, where everyone $2,000. Wonderful.
All right. It's your turn, J.P. Miller.
Well, my turn is going to unfortunately be a question for Rosemary, which is, why do you think Lushenko did this in such a dramatic fashion? Wouldn't he have to know that this is going to alienate him from the world, alienate him from Europe? And if they wanted to get this guy, couldn't they get him some other way than bringing down a passenger airliner and hijacking it?
No, he's been working in exile for years, and so they wanted to get him. And why? This is Putin. This is a bold, unexpected, completely never before done, untested, unprecedented action to send up a jet after a commercial airline. It's just horrendous. And he got away with it. He's got the guy. They put a forced confession up. Guy's beaten up, his face is bruised.
Yeah.
And he got away with it. What can they do? They can not fly to Belarus. He already was on the outs with most of Europe anyway. His only ally, he has two. One is Putin, who's, I think there were KGB agents in on this all along. And number two is China. If you go to, I was in Minsk 3 years ago, just briefly, I'm no expert on it, but there were no Europeans there. It was all Chinese. The second language at the airport is not English, as it is in airports all along the world. It was Chinese. They don't care.
Hmm. I think I announced yesterday that my grandmother came from... Oh yeah, sorry about that, Joe.
That's
right. Joe is always going to, and he's properly showed, teach me how to do this microphone.
We're going to staple
thing.
It to
yeah.
you.
Yeah. No, but my grandmother came from Minsk.
From Minsk, yeah.
Or comma. Was it Pinsk?
And what do you think will the United States have a different response than the EU, or will they join the EU? I mean, what can the international community do about this?
I think Biden has signaled that this is on Europe, and they're going to follow along and support what Europe does. We have so little to do with Belarus. We have no trade with them. We have what dealings do we have with Minsk? None. They are so tied to Russia and secondarily to China that he has no need of us. Lushenko has pulled a big play, and he's going to be supported by every autocrat in the world who has enemies. This should strike fear into dissident movements, into journalists. That again, I think in many places that we're talking about in Eastern Europe and the former Soviet Union, the two are connected far more than they are here. But yeah, this was a big, bold move, and he pulled it off.
Well, yes and no. First of all, a lot more people now know this guy, the dissident journalist, than ever knew him before. So his message is out there in a way that it would not have been before. Secondly, those planes from Minsk can't land in any other European city. So to some degree, he's hurt himself, I think. But I agree with your analysis, Rosemary. I think you're right. This is clearly had to be cleared with Putin first.
Oh, yeah.
What happens to the guy?
I was going to ask that, too.
He's in trouble. They have him on a charge that has a 12-year sentence, but he has been declared a terrorist. He's a dissident, and Lushenko has said he's a terrorist. And the sentence for that in Minsk, death. In Belarus, is death.
Yeah.
And when it was apparent what was happening, the plane was going down, he said to fellow passengers, a death penalty is waiting for me. And they took his girlfriend, and there were three other passengers that no one's been able to identify, but the thinking is, and I think it must be their KGB agents. And in Belarus, they do still call it KGB.
And the right. the journalist or the person that was captured appeared on a video saying, "I'm fine, but that's just
They're treating me the way they should, and he had a cowl or a hood over his head, and there were bruises on his face. So it's a forced confession. He's confessing that he helped bring about mass protests against the election of Lukashenko, which, again, has not been recognized by much of the rest of the world. And there were mass protests, and he did not need to organize them. The people were outraged that Lukashenko declared himself the winner.
The
last dictator in Europe, yeah. He's not loved in Europe, so he risked very little. What does he care if Europe doesn't approve of him? It never did.
We need $36,030 to to our goal. We originally needed $50,000. We're now down to $36,000.
And we don't have that long. We have, what, an hour?
An hour and 19 minutes.
Oh, boy. Look, it's a lot of money. But I think Stephen Hagerton of Rock Tavern, when he put up $20,000, knew exactly what he was doing. He was saying, look, I know that this is going to happen. I know we can make this happen. He wanted a lot for it, and I really love him for it. But $50,000 is a lot of money. So, ladies and gentlemen, put $5 in, put $100 in, put $5,000 in. What is this radio station worth to you? What was it worth during all of those terrible times when Trump was there, as he still is, by the way, as a real force? And we're talking about a dictator from, from Belarus. And now we talked about a guy who wanted to make this country into a dictatorship, too. And this station, more than anybody else, was first online. Let me tell you, when CNN was debating whether they could, and Rosemary and I talked about this on the Media Project again and again, when they were debating whether you could use the word liar when it came to Trump, we were there. We said he was a lying.
I remember that phrase.
Yes, liar. and we were there. You were there with us. And now is the time to keep it all going, because he's making noises like he wants to come back. They're trying to rig elections, we know it, in Arizona and all these other places. And if they have their way, they're changing the laws in so many of these southern states so that they could be the winners. This is exactly the kind of thing that Belarus people do and Putin's do. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's our radio station. We all made it together. And that is, in 1979, we decided we were going to have a radio station, and we did it. We all did it together. Come on now, let freedom ring, and let everybody get on a phone and make it ring. 1-800-323-9262. Again, 1-800-323-9262, or go to wamc.org, and let's make it happen.
We need $33,144.
Not enough.
$144 right now.
We need 330 people. Is that right, Joe?
Correct.
Yeah.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. So we have an hour and 16 minutes.
Oh, I am really worried.
What's a minute
I'm
between
worried.
Friends?
I am.
We have $22,000 in challenge money on the table. We need you. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will continue our conversation. We will continue with our panelists, Alan Chartok, Rosemary Armeo, J.P. Miller, all in studio this morning, and we are filling the lockbox, and we need your help.
An hour and 15 minutes. Let's go.
1-800-323-9262. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. Alan Chartok, J.P. Miller, and Rosemary Armeo.
How much do we need, Joe? How much do we need?
$31,553. We started needing $50,000. We now need $31,000. So please, 1-800-323-9262. We have $22,000 in challenge money on the table.
And we have an hour and 13 minutes
Correct.
To do it in.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Alan, and I'm depending on you to save the station. SOS. It's from the first day we started. SOS, save our station. And there are wonderful things all around. Now, if you call today, Joe, will you explain to everybody about how we're helping to feed people also?
I will. I have a paper right in front of me. Just as we did yesterday, and we'll do it today, of course, but for every $100, that you give to us, and if you ask for it, it's something in the drop-down menu, for every donation of $100 to WAMC's fund drive, in honor of the food pantries for the Capital District, WAMC will feed a family of four for the summer months. So that's June, July, August.
Wow.
And so we went through a lot yesterday. I hope we go through a lot today. You know, what we found is that people don't want to just help one family. They want to help multiple families. We encourage that. That's fine. But here's the important part. What happens here is people are helped. Your radio station has helped. And it's a very important thing. One of the nonprofits and charities that is in the greatest need right now are food pantries. If anyone has been near a food pantry or has worked at a food pantry or has seen a food pantry or has gone to a food pantry, knows what the need has been over the last year. And I would love to tell you it's getting better, but it's not. And the need is just growing. And especially if there are certain things that people are getting now, when they're not getting them anymore, then as life returns to normal and you're not getting extra money on unemployment and you really do have to pay your rent and the eviction laws go back in, all of that stuff becomes more and more of a stressor on the food insecure.
And may I add one other thing?
Yes.
Because we've had a couple of calls and said, what about Western Massachusetts? You're helping to feed the food pantry in the Albany area. So we went to our friend Emily Fisher, who said, okay, I'll support this too. So if you want, when you call, if that's the premium that you can choose the radio, you can choose the hat or the sweatshirt. But if the premium you choose is to help a family of four, and you mention that you want the money to go to the food pantry in Western Massachusetts, done. A done deal thanks to our friend Emily. That's really great.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, 1-800-323-9262, and WAMC.org. So right now we need, I'm looking at this, Alan, and, well, I'll give you, hold on.
Please.
I'll give you
know,
I'm trying to do
math. We're all depending on
math.
You. Don't freak out.
We're all depending on you. You alone could screw this up, Joe. Please, please don't screw it up.
Not at all. Never have, never will.
All right. $27,802.
Okay, that means 270 people. Now think about that. 500,000 people listen to this radio station every month. The last set of stats we saw said this is the most... this is the number one radio station in the entire area. As I have said yesterday...
In the whole region.
In the whole region. I remember when David Gallettly, proudly and deservedly so, came into my office and said, well, Alan, we're number 13 now. Well, folks, now we're number one. And we're number one because of you and because of what you're getting here. So anything you can do to make sure this radio station survives... So... 500,000 people, 270 people, and that's what a leader is, somebody who says, let me lead you here. Let me put something in because that's who I am and that's who everybody else is and we'll make it. So I need you on a phone, 1-800-323-9262, or go to WAMC.org. WAMC.org. Now, yesterday, there was some screw-up with the phones. I don't want to get into it. I don't want to call anybody any names, any phone companies or anything like that. But I am going to tell you now.
You want to, but you're not going to.
But I am going to tell you that now the phones are working. And we know that if you got refuseled, as Selma would say, yesterday, then what you need to do today is to say, okay, I'll give you another chance. 1-800-323-9262 or WAMC.org or the United States Mail at 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206. David, Joe,
going
over
back,
to you.
Well, it's a compliment. Thank you. We go back. We welcome your letters panel at WAMC.org. We're going to get back into our discussion in a moment. We also welcome your pledge, WAMC.org, WAMC.org. Couple letters on Belarus. Ken says, please compare the detention of this journalist with the U.S. response to Julian Assange and Edward Snowden.
Yeah, I decry both of that. However, there is a significant difference. The United States allies refused flyover rights to a plane that was carrying Snowden when he was making his escape. And the plane was then forced to land because it didn't have fuel, I guess, in Austria, where the plane was inspected. It was found he was not on, and then it was allowed to go back on to,
was he
to
on
South
or no?
America. No, he was not on it. But the plane was inspected. That's absolutely a violation. But there's a mild difference between that and saying there's a bomb on the plane. We're sending up a jet to make sure you land where we're telling you to. Plus, the jet was closer to closer to Vilnius, where it was originally supposed to go, than to Minsk. The plane had to come back. If there had been a bomb on it, of course, that's ridiculous. You would go to the closest airport. It was a hijacking. There's a difference between a hijacking and using your friends to pressure them into making
Absolutely.
A plane. Both are wrong. Do not get me wrong. I'm not saying we were right and they were wrong. But this is immensely an escalation.
Yeah. You know, of all the stories that I love that can make me cry, I have a certain number of stories. I think of them, you know, the birth of my first child and stuff that make me cry. But we at one point, Roselle and I were on a trip to Germany, and we were allowed to go visit the. I think 300 or 400,000 troops that Russia still had in East Germany. And the journalists who I was with all demanded it. And we went. On the trip was a guy who, a little old Jewish man, I loved him. And he had his name was Hai, and he had Bagels with Hai in Detroit. That was the name of his show, his radio show. And I hate to crack up here, but what happened is they decided they would bring the Russian general in, and he would answer one question. The first question went to Hai, the little old man who had run away from the Nazis, and he got to ask the question, and he asked it in Russian, and the Russian general, who was only going to answer one question. How come you're speaking Russian? And the guy said, well, when the Nazis came, my parents were taken in Vilnius, and I ran to be in Stalingrad, and I fought with you guys. Well, let me tell you, there was hugging, and the general wouldn't let us out of there. He wouldn't let us out of the room. So when I hear the word Vilnius, that's what I think of.
Yeah. Well,
I apologize.
That's all right. We're good. I want to just remind you that we're about more than halfway where we need to be.
But we only have, 54 minutes. That's going to take a lot of people doing an awful lot here. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you love this radio station, if you want it to continue, and you want to honor... You want to honor Stephen Haggardin of Rock Tavern, New York, for what he's done here. He said, I'll give you $20,000 if you can do it. But the presumption on our part is only if you can do it.
That's right.
So and we have had people who said, you didn't make it, you don't get it. Only once.
In 40 years, that's not too bad.
Yes, but. And when that person called the next time and offered the same deal, we said, no, thank you. No, thank you. Keep that money if you can. So will we get it? Maybe. But right now we can't be sure, and let's everybody do everything we can to make sure that we honor Stephen Haggerton of Rock Tavern.
$21,500
is what
we need. That's
210 people out of the 500,000 who are listening. If you can take the lead in this, if it could be 5,000, it could be 10,000, if it could be $5, whatever it is would be great. When we started in 1979 and we said, okay, it cost you $25 to be a member of WAMC. And then one day we all had the same idea, which is, give us anything you can, and all counts as a membership. And that's what it is. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I'm asking wherever you are, whatever you can do now, this is the linchpin of this whole drive. It has to be $20,000 to make $50,000 to make $72,000. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, we run into people all the time in Great Barrington and say, hi, Alan, did you make it? They really want to know, did you make it? And so here we are. Let everybody do something now. Joe?
We're in the 19,000s. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262 or WAMC.org. Go ahead.
Oh, we've heard from some people. Robert from Round Lake, New York, loves the Roundtable in Review on Saturday mornings. I just want to say we are so proud of our Roundtable producer, Sarah LaDuc, and everything she does for us, and she does that program every week. Thank you, Sarah LaDuc, for producing that show. I also like Dave Gustina's morning interviews with Alan. A touchstone, brilliant, clear, refreshing, reminds me of the best our English language can give us. And Meg from Old Forge, New York, really loves to hear Radio Deluxe year-round. Sarah should sing the phone number like Selma did. And Diane from Troy, WAMC is a lifeline to the world. We love you. And Robin Sandy of Del Mar, New York, in celebration of our six-month-old twin granddaughters.
That's cool.
Thora Lillian and Eva Rose. That's wonderful.
Pretty names.
And yes. They are. And Eileen from Schenectady, New York, I donated in memory of my Aunt Jo, who was an avid listener and contributor, and also in memory of my son Eric, who would be so proud that I contributed. Thank you all for everything you do every day. And Anonymous from Del Mar, New York. I love this station. For me, it's one of the few sane, intelligent news out there.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC.
How are we doing, Joe?
Pleased to tell you that we are $16,000 away. We started needing 50. We now need $16,000.
Wow,
jeez. $16,000.
So,
we have an hour.
Boy,
that's less than that, Joe.
Yeah, less than that, right, Jason?
Yeah, that's right. that's right. Thank you, Joe.
How about a call out to your cousin PJ?
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll do some figuring. That'll give you a moment. Not that I don't want you to listen to Ray's newscast. God knows I want you to listen to Ray's newscast.
But if you can
multitask.
He's got a big white beard now. Looks like Father Christmas.
And you can pledge and listen to the newscast. That's where we want you to be. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. The big headline for today is that our panelists are back in the studio, and we're more than a little excited. So Alan Chartok is here, J.P. Miller, and Rosemary Armeo. So we're very excited by that. That's good news. This morning we started off, we are continuing with our lockbox, and we started it yesterday. We continue today. This morning we had an incredible challenge, two challenges, a $22,000 in challenge money to say we needed $50,000. Now, right now, as of 10:08 and 50 seconds, we need $9,037.
Okay, so that's what, 90 people?
90 people.
90 people.
Come 90 on. People.
I need. We need everybody who can do something now. That's a lot of money, and we can't afford to lose it. $20,000 from Stephen Haggerton of Rock Tavern, New York. Anybody in the room ever been in Rock Tavern? Me neither. Sounds like a good place to
drink. Think we should
go. Sounds like a good place to drink.
Yeah.
Don't you think? No. Okay.
Especially with On the Rocks.
And Alfred and Julie Ann of DeLanza in New York say, you guys are a shining beacon, and thank you for all, for much. Thank you very much for all you do. and Lydia and Alan from East Nassau, New York. I listen almost every morning. Couldn't get through the morning without you. And Barbara from Lenox, Massachusetts. I appreciate the station very much. I've been donating for years. I'm very grateful for this station. And Carol from Newburgh, New York, in honor of excellent coverage of the George Floyd situation. And Kathleen from New Paltz, New York. I count on WAMC and its excellent staff on my list of blessings. And Christine from Schenectady, New York, in honor of Lori Malloy, the grandmother of Zach Malloy. Isn't that great?
Oh, our she's Zach. Always great, yeah.
Yeah. And Todd from West Stockbridge, Massachusetts, thank you for your sanity and humanitarian philosophy for building a world of peace, respect, equality, tapping into our full potential to prosper here on Earth, covering the climate crisis, and generally bringing goodness into the world. And again, and
we're waiting on that.
That yep. Yes, I get it. Thank you, everybody, for everything you're doing. Most of all, for everything you're saying, and you know, you are really terrific.
$8,387. Okay. $8,387.
And we only have 50 minutes to do it in.
Correct.
Let's get it going, or as we used to say, hubba hubba hubba.
We used to say. I thought we still said that.
No, see, what you do is you do it now, yep. And then you say, as we used to say.
Oh, that's
but you
right.
You are
yeah.
saying it.
I got you.
See,
I
you get it.
I
get a double,
I see
triple,
what you did there.
Quadruple fake out.
I see what you did there. I just realized that I've been alone in the studio for a year and 3-4 months, and
how's
today
it feel?
Was and today was the day I chose to eat an everything bagel with garlic cream cheese.
Oh, it's, and I'm on a diet, and I am loving
well,
it.
Well, I just apologize. I've been,
no,
I've been alone,
no.
and
we're
it,
all
now
enjoying
it's,
it.
Yeah, I guess
well,
you're
eat
going
it
to.
Slowly. Chew slowly, yeah. please.
Well, Rosemary, why are you on a diet?
Because I have to be in my son's. I have to go to my son's wedding in November, and you know when you the mother of the groom comes in, everyone looks. So,
yeah. Well, I what do they say?
I want to say, wow, she looks so young.
Have you
she
checked out
so
the mother
thin.
Of the bride?
Do look young.
Do you know what you're up against?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think okay. I could take her.
Okay, good. What?
That's terrific.
I can't imagine who you couldn't take, but that's just 1-800-323-9262.
Are you watching those numbers, Joe?
I am watching them, and they are all leading in the right direction. So right now, as of this moment, there's a little advanced math here because we have some things that are in large gift purgatory, but we're in $7,300.
Oh, boy. That's only 73 people, but we only have about 48 minutes to go.
Yeah. We can do that. Come on. We could do this. We could do this.
One would think so.
Yeah, just a few minutes we could do this. $7,397 is what we need.
Can you eat that bagel with the cream cheese and still speak
no,
on the air?
No. I will ask you a question and I'll throw it to all of you and then I will turn my mic off. I will shove it in my face. And
okay,
then
so
I will,
if we're all quiet, we stick
yeah,
them with
that's
the
right,
mouthful.
That's right. It's happened. It's happened.
This station has character.
I did realize, and I think Mike Bowen, actually, I will give him full credit for this, but he realized that if you have a bathroom emergency, on Fridays, if you ask Aaron Pasitti about a jobs report, you have time to go to the bathroom and come back.
That's funny. That's
yeah,
really funny.
Yeah.
And we love Aaron Pasitti.
We love Aaron, but you got time. You it got takes time. A long time to explain the economy, and
yeah.
I got enough time to make it in and out.
Yeah.
Mike said, ask the question now, you'll have enough time.
I don't that's know. Hilarious.
Go. All right. So,
but he'll have heard that. And wait till he gives you
I
the
know,
double triple
I know,
fly takeout.
Well, now that you're all in the studio, you can cover for me, as I'm sure you would. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. So all good news here. We have $22,000 in challenge money, and we're $6,800 away from making that challenge.
But don't take anything for granted. Granted, because we've, you know, Joe, you and I both know, because we've been there, and we say we have, $6,800 to go, and then you don't get those 68 people, and
yeah.
then, you know, everybody says, well, let somebody else do it, but I'm frightened.
You can be frightened, and that is because even when we make this, we still have a lot of money to make. So
we do.
That's always an issue. But let's go back to we'll talk about some issues here. One of the comments that were made a few minutes ago. I just wanted to go to that story. Of course, today is the 1-year anniversary of the killing of George Floyd that is really that sparked so much unrest during the summer months in this country a year ago, in the middle of COVID. The president will meet with George Floyd's family amid uncertain progress on race. And it's, you know, yes, Derek Chauvin went to jail, but what now? You know, there's still a lot to reckon with.
Rosemary? It's very disappointing. A year later, there's no meaningful reform at the federal level I'm talking about. And that seems stymied, as does a whole lot of other programs Biden has proposed that we need action on. I hope Merrick Garland is in. I keep seeing him as the rescuer in all things related to the alleged election fraud and police reform, because he can go in, as the DOJ did under Obama, and actually investigate systemic racism and procedures in a department. There's also some hope at the state level. New York is looking at a reform bill. You may know more about it than I do, JP, but that seems very reasonable, in which you're actually looking at and setting guidelines for use of fatal force. And the rules are amazingly lax. Basically, it's the cops can do what they want. And that's how we've gotten into this situation. And there has to be a situation where you get into trouble if you're going to kill somebody who's stopped for a minor violation, a traffic violation in many of the cases we're looking at, and he ends up dead because he's resisting, when the cops could just write down the license plates and go get him later. A law to address that is at least a first step. But in a year, we haven't managed to do it. And I fear very much that the killing of George Floyd is going to be like the shooting in the Connecticut school. And we'll say, oh, if that didn't solve it, what will? And a year from now, we're going to be saying that about police brutality.
I do think that that obviously the nature of what happened did create and cause a national conversation, and I do give credit to Governor Cuomo. You know, he came out and he mandated that every police department in the state of New York, if you want to get funding, that the police departments would get together with the elected officials and would get together with community leaders and present a plan. And Governor Cuomo didn't mandate this is what the plan has to say. This is, he just wanted to start a conversation between the community and the police. And of course, it hasn't solved all the problems in New York. There's still a lot of problems in New York, but I give him a lot of credit for starting that conversation, and hopefully that conversation will happen elsewhere. It also, as I think back a year ago, we were kicking off a presidential election. And I think that President Trump's conduct during and after what happened with Mr. Floyd really cemented in a lot of people who were undecided at that point. May I vote for this person for re-election, for President Trump? And his conduct as president was not to unite the country, which is, of course, what a president should do during a time like that, but it was to further divide the country. So that's another thing that I look back on as we remember a year since his death. And a little younger than you guys. I was 11 years old in 1992 when the Rodney what? King when Rodney King happened. And you know, as I grew up, I say, you know, President Obama was elected. You think all this progress is being made, and then something like George Floyd happens, and it just makes everybody reevaluate how much progress really has been made in those 30 years since Rodney King in 1992.
You are so right, because systemic racism in this country has been a cancer which has been growing since people were brought over in chains from Africa. We know it. We know that Lincoln did what he could do. He was assassinated. And from then on, we had just a mess in this country. So it is true that the police should really be reformed, and we should watch who we are putting on our police departments, because that's what it's really all about. But in addition to that, we really have to somehow tackle the inequality that exists in this country. Now, if you listened to NPR this morning, you heard the most amazing story about how the Trumpians are suggesting that Black Lives Matter is this terrible communist group which is doing all the big lie. They just won't stop lying. They won't. Mm-hmm. It's terrible.
I do think that to see George Floyd as an exceptional case is also a mistake, even though, of course, it was an exceptional case. And that is that what happened to him has been happening to people for years. It has continued to happen in the year since. There's been no change whatever in police statistics on how many civilians they kill, white and black. If Black Lives Matter doesn't get you, consider that it's white civilians also getting killed at a rate in this country that far surpasses that in other developed countries. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, it's not as bad as like Ethiopia or something, but yeah, it's really bad for Western countries.
You're right.
That's a problem.
You're right about what you're saying, without question. But blacks who are killed in those situations much worse than the white population, which is, and that keeps. But you're right to mention that. Joe, I'm so sorry for interrupting. I really am. But how are we doing?
We are doing well. We are about $4,000 away from where we need to be.
Oh, boy.
$4,172 to be exact. And
if we can do this, I have a plan. I have a plan if we could just do this.
The backup plan, if you will. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. So it's a lot of, it is not that much time. We have 40 minutes. And let me see. I'm going to give you a new total here because the numbers have changed somewhat dramatically. We need $3,505.
Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah. So please be one of those people, because I do have a plan. If we could end just a little early, I have a plan. Now, yesterday we made, all of us together, community, Joe, everybody who was here, an astounding $100,000. We've got to do that today, or better. The last day of the fund drive, of the lockbox, last time we raised over $200,000 in one day. I never thought I'd live to see it, but we did. It was amazing. And so there's no limit on what we as a group can do and have done in the past. I just want a big thank you to James Barber. You may remember that he was the president of Albany Med, and
absolutely,
he's been a big supporter of WAMC for years, and he just checked in. And for all of you who love James as I and his wife, who as I have, do everything you can to honor this great guy. Just wonderful. So anyway,
$2,500.
$2,500, Joe, and that's terrific. But it's amazing what a can-do radio station can do. It's that simple.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. We welcome your pledge. You can do it online at WAMC.org. You can call us. We have a few operators.
Standing by.
What was the limit?
We always say, I'm a kid at heart. And when I was a kid, there was always an add-on. One of the early ads, which always said, operators are standing by at Lewis Aluminum. So
for the past 10 years, I have scoured YouTube trying to find
Lewis Aluminum,
an old Lewis Aluminum ad that we could pilfer, but I can't find it.
And then, you know, it was one of the great commercials, like the commercial for what's the ginger ale? What's the name of the ginger ale?
Canada Dry?
Schweppes.
Seagram's. And there's also the whole egg. The whole egg goes into Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You don't remember that one? The whole egg.
That's a good one.
Where's the beef?
Thanks,
I remember.
Clara Peller.
It was the Alka-Seltzer one.
Oh yeah, I can't believe I ate
plop,
the whole thing.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Yeah. I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. I've been watching during COVID. I've been watching all these old game shows, and from the 70s. And first of all, my God, were they racist? But two. Good Lord. My Lord. A sexist and racist, I should say. That's fair. But the old ads are great. 1-800-323-9262.
36 minutes.
36 minutes, and we need $1,200.
1-800-323. Write it down now. 1-800-323-9262. Or go to WAMC.org. Or stick it in an envelope and send it to 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206. But the best way is still WAMC.org because gratification is immediate.
We like immediate gratification.
We do.
Right?
Yeah.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, and we would love to hear from you. A lot going on this morning. We have our panel back. That makes the world seem a little bit more normal.
It does.
I like that. 1-800-323-9262. We're raising money for WAMC. That makes the world seem right. Okay, so, Alan.
Yes.
How about
Joe.
That other plan? Because we, my friends, have made it.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Great. Congratulations.
Here's a plan.
Wow.
I have a plan.
Good
Okay, ready? And here it is. Our wonderful friends, Anita and John Fiorello of New York, and obviously of up here, whatever that means, have said, all right, Alan, we want to help you out. If in the next 35 minutes, you can make $15,000, we will give you an additional $5,000.
Wow, geez.
Now that's a plan, isn't it?
That's amazing.
You think we can't? I say we can. I say in the next 35 minutes, we can make $15,000. But hey, if you can't, you can't. But that's what makes WAMC what it is. An exciting, always there place. How articulate can one man be?
I was waiting to see where you were going to go with that. That's good.
Nowhere, as usual.
No, you went there. All right. So give me a second. I'll tell you how much that is in real...
guilt.
Yes, exactly. But in the meantime, why doesn't somebody...
I will. Okay. Hello. I'll say something.
Thank you, Alan.
You can count on me, Joe. So again, Anita and John Fiorello of New York, have put up $5,000.
By the way, if your name is Fiorello, you better be from New York.
Yes.
Right. And they're wonderful people. I know them well. Okay, so it's 10:26 now. We only have 35 minutes to do this in. And it's not going to be easy. And hey, if you do it, you do it. But nothing's too grand for WAMC to accomplish. We can do this. I know it. And I know it's possible. I know that our wonderful Amber Sickles will come in here, and you have the information coming in directly to your computer, right?
$12,709 as we speak.
Jeez. Oh, boy.
God.
Well put. Jeez. Well put, JP. It really is astounding what this wonderful group of people with so much character can do to support a radio station. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. It is the emotion that we all have to keeping something alive that we have all invented. It's that simple. So, and by the way, Joe, you're going to have a major interview today with Jake Tapper.
We're taping it.
Oh, you're taping it.
Yes.
But we'll hear it later.
For later broadcast.
He's a man with some guts, you know.
I like Jake Tapper. He's a Philly guy.
Yeah.
I met him. You got comments. Good.
Okay. We got some.
While we're waiting for numbers, Bob Dylan is 80 years old today.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I always thought he was younger than I am. And he's a little older by a month or two.
That makes me feel older than my kids aging.
Yeah. Well, the New Yorker this time, I think, has almost a whole issue. Devoted to Dylan.
Oh, I need to get
it's,
that.
It's amazing, what he's accomplished. Look. Well, never mind. Yeah. Patricia of Poughkeepsie says, I could have not gotten through 4 years of Trump without WAMC. And we hear it over and over and over again. Sue from Norfolk, Connecticut, thank you for honest journalism. And John and Julie of Pleasant Valley, where everybody smiles, New York, thank you for all you do, always on in the car and home. And Catherine from Warwick, New York, lighting 5 candles in recognition of pandemic, notwithstanding graduate and law school degrees, Mom Mario, Shiera, Julian, and Sita, move ahead to accomplish good work for our common good. and group, Catherine and family, if I murdered your names, I do apologize. And Harry and Barry from Delray
Beach. Light another candle for those.
Barry from Delray Beach, Florida. Listens all winter in Florida. Loves to stay in touch with the area through WAMC. Heading back to the Catskills for the summer. Thanks for all you do. And Naomi from Tolland, Connecticut. Listen on APP. APP. Oh,
app.
Yeah. It has a period there. That's what threw me off. Only way to get coverage here. So grateful when that option became available. My best wishes for a speedy recovery for Joe's wife. And we all join in you in that, Naomi. We're all thinking about Kelly and how wonderful a woman she is. And we're all speeding our thoughts to her.
I'm going to pause you there, Alan, because we have to take a break. But when we come back, we'll finish the comments right
after
this.
Okay, great.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Alan Chartok, J.P. Miller, and Rosemary Armeo in studio, having fun. Very nice.
We are
having our, going back to our good old conversations during the break, which are always fun. Look, we've been raising money this morning and doing quite well. Thank you very much. We started needing $50,000, and then we made it, and we got $22,000 on top of it. Then we were challenged to make $15,000. And we now, of that $15,000, need $8,476.
That's the good news and the bad news. The good news is we have that, and we thank everybody for everything they're doing. The bad news is, in order to get that money, we need in the next 25 minutes. In the next 25 minutes, we need how much? $8,000, did you say?
Yeah, $8,400, basically.
$8,400. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to make this a great, great, great celebratory day, everybody go on to their computer, go into WAMC.org and do it that way, or pick up a phone. We still have some people and wonderful people here who will answer your phone call, 1-800-323-9262. That is if the phone company is cooperating, 1-800-323-9262. Joe, over to you.
1-800.
Oh, did I say something?
323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. Okay, so that means we need $8,321. We only have, as Alan mentioned, 24 minutes to do it in. That's $5,000 in challenge money. That's a lot of challenge money. So we want to get that. We want to do that this morning. And we need you. 1-800-323-9262. We do have operators, but we also can do it online. WAMC.org. All right. I'm going to get you a new total here. These numbers keep changing very quickly.
You don't have to go to university to know when you are thirsty. Drink Hoffman's. The finest when you're thirsty.
Was that really? Who wrote that?
That was Alan wrote that one.
No.
Is there still a Hoffman's? Do we know that?
Yeah, the car wash?
No,
I don't know.
Hoffman's soda.
Oh, no, I don't know about Hoffman's soda.
You don't have to go to university to know when you are thirsty drinking.
Well, that
Hoffman's
would make more sense for a soda than a car wash, I guess.
Jeez, we have gone off the rails.
That's what we're known for.
It's only the second day. Hoffman's soda. Is it still in business? Asked Google. We are still in business, and yes, they are. They're apparently in court, but they're still in business. I don't know. It's a tortured story, I think. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. $7,900 to get us to that point.
Oh, 23 minutes to do that in. Now, don't panic anybody, because everything on the table is going to count. People say, well, I don't like to call at the last minute because I don't know when it'll count. And it will if you make the call now. The rule is, as long as the phone is in your hand and as long as the ring is, it goes ringing, 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 the rule is that it counts. 1-800-323-9262 or go to WAMC.org. And that's one way, because those are time stamped. We'll know exactly when they came in. So can you be there, please?
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. and we need you more than ever. $8,000. No, I'm sorry, $7,926.
And you'll feel good. Remember at the ending of The Little Princess? Do you remember The Little Princess? Remember she's looking for her father who was banged up in the war? And Queen Victoria comes in.
This is by the author of Secret Garden, correct?
Oh, I love The Secret Garden. I watched that.
Frances Hodgson Burnett. Is that what we're talking about, The Little Princess?
The Little Princess was played by that very famous young actress. What was her name?
Shirley Temple.
I'm in a mad game of Trivial Pursuit here.
That's what it was. And at the very end, help. The Queen of England comes through in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And she's looking for her father, who she can't find. She goes into the other room, and there's her father.
Yeah, it was Shirley Temple.
Yeah, it was Shirley Temple.
Yeah. Screenplay, and loosely based on the 1905 novel A Little Princess by Frances Hodgson Burnett.
You're a good job.
Wow. I get a wedge in the Trivial Pursuit.
Wow. You do.
All right. That's
they both
worth
get the wedge.
Excellent. All right. So we still need $7,500. We have 20 minutes.
After that story, we still need 20 minutes.
I know.
I don't
it's
get
hard
that.
To believe the phones didn't go crazy over that.
No, I don't get it.
What's the phone number to call?
1-800-323-9262.
You get it, don't you, JP?
You didn't write it on your palm, did you?
Not yet.
1-800-323-9262 or go to wamc.org. We're counting on you. We only have 20 minutes to do this, and we have a lot of money to make, don't we, Joe?
We do. In fact, speaking of counting, I just accidentally closed the tracker that tells me the
how do we get? Is there a way
number.
To get it open?
I have it back now.
You do?
It just has to reload, that's all. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, 1-800-323-9262. We have an amazing $5,000 challenge, and we need that 1-800-323-WAMC.
From Anita and John Fiorello of New York, New York, and up here, too.
We don't know where up here is, but that's all right.
It's sort of Chatham-y, I believe.
Chatham-y. 1-800-323-9262.
I talk to you,
like Thursday.
Chatham-y.
$6,500 is what we need. $6,511. By the way, those large swaths of time is just me trying to do basic subtraction.
Well, you're good, Jeff. you are so good.
1-800-323-9262. All right, so let's do one more story while we wait for the $6,500 to come in. I know it will, right?
Well, I don't know that. No, I. 1-800-323-9262. 18 and a half minutes, folks. This isn't funny. Now, everybody do what you can. I really am asking you to do this because how much... This is the linchpin of the whole drive right here, right now. Oh, did I say that before? 1-800-323-9262.
Well, it's all important, right? I mean,
oh,
that's
you
the
better
thing.
Believe
it's
it.
All important. We have several linchpins. It's all...
Yeah.
Very important that we make what we need to make. All right. So we're about $6,000 away, and we need you. 1-800-323-9262. $5,000
What if we don't make it?
Then we don't get the $5,000.
No, that's not right.
No.
1-800-323-9262. Rosemary, throw some light on this whole situation, will you please?
I don't think that I can.
Oh, that's not
what do you mean?
Possible.
What would you like me to talk about?
Well, I was going to ask you...
What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie? Terms of Endearment.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Was it?
I love that.
Mine was actually Forrest Gump.
Oh.
And I have to tell you that we were at a very upscale party given by a noted movie person, and they decided to go around the room and to talk about their favorite films. What was your favorite film? And, you know, one person said, you know, Knife in the Water. One person said the Red Shoes. One person said this and that. And they came to me and I said, Forrest Gump.
Yes, artsy-fartsy movie. And then you picked Forrest Gump.
And everybody looked down at their plates.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, you could have gone with the
Spotlight.
Little Princess.
Spotlight.
Spotlight was a good movie.
Yeah.
All right. 1-800-323-9262. Are those comments? Thank God. 1-800-323-9262. We need $5,000, ladies and gentlemen. $5,000, and we only have 17 minutes to do it in. Hurry.
I'm really worried about this. Janice said, so glad you're there. You're my sanity. Carol from Hyde Park says, I feel like you have been a lifeline throughout the pandemic, and I have become addicted to your show.
Is anybody worried about the mental health of our listenership? They're hanging on to us. We're the thread to sanity.
Well, of course we are.
Wow. That's a big yeah.
Exactly.
Have you been listening to the show?
And Miles says, from Highland, New York, says, I listen to the roundtable every morning. Thanks. And Michael and Andy from Del Mar, New York. Thank you. Andy and Michael from Del Mar.
That's great.
And Elizabeth from North Salem, New York. I'm increasing my sustaining membership from $10 a month to $15 a month. Wish it could be more. I so appreciate what you're doing to bring light to all that's been trying to undermine our election process. And let me tell you something, folks, nothing scares me more than that, because in a lot of these states, they're getting away with it. They're trying it in Argentina. They certainly tried it on January 6th. We all knew that. That was it was 6th, right? January 6th.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How soon we forget. And Tracy from Schenectady says, thank you for your continued support of Black Lives Matter and all causes of social injustice in America. I also appreciate your honest, intelligent commentary on the round table. I listen every day, said Tracy. And Patricia from Wapping Falls, New York, you guys are lifesavers. Speaking of which, does anybody have one? 1-800.
Jordan usually has a whole desk full.
Yeah, but he's not here now.
Oh.
And I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
1-800-323-9262. I'm going to need a couple of wintergreen lifesavers.
So where are you, Jordan?
Cool.
Yeah.
$4,286. $4,286. All right.
Only 15 minutes to go.
So the story I wanted to ask for our panelists before they leave, and we have our last 15 minutes of making money. Key impeachment witness Gordon Sondland. Remember her? Him.
Yes.
Gordon Sondland. Thank you. Sues Mike Pompeo and the U.S. for $1.8 million in legal fees.
Good luck, Gordon.
That's what I would think.
He bought his ambassadorship, you remember. He was the ambassador to the European Union. Yes. And
to Trump.
And they then said, we'll cover all your expenses. Go testify, thinking that it would let off Trump, certainly Pompeo, but
testify,
Trump also.
We're at the
congressional hearings about during the impeachment.
That's right.
And instead he told the truth,
which was
yeah, it absolutely was a quid pro quo in Ukraine. That was the first impeachment. I know where there could be some confusion. This one was about Ukraine, not the insurrection in Washington, which he also should have been impeached for. And so he told the truth. He was immediately asked to resign. He refused. He was then fired. And now he's saying, being fired has nothing to do with your promise. You said you'd pay for my expenses. It was very expensive, and you need to cover it. I don't think legally he's going to get that. He probably didn't have it in writing, but it's very good anti-Trump publicity. It gives us a chance to talk again about impeachment number one. And people who continue to support him, which is a surprisingly huge proportion of the Republican Party, remember what this man did, not just once or twice. It was not one small error. It was a planned attack on the democratic institutions of this country.
It's still going on, right? I mean, every day.
Worse than ever.
And I think they may win. That's the terrible thing here.
They have began plotting this as soon as the election results were known, and that in 2024, Republicans will be in a position, they are positioning themselves to be able to control what the election results are, regardless of how you vote. They can just say, no, we don't like those results and throw them
out.
You're
exactly right.
And that is happening, and it's planned and plotted. And people who say, get over it, Trump's out of there. No, you are wrong. This is long term.
13 minutes to go, Joe.
13 minutes to go. We need $3,650. We need to take a quick break. We have to pay those bills, and when we come back, we will make $3,650. We'll get JP's take on the Sondland affair, and we'll be right back. We've come a long way.
Oh, boy.
Right now, we need $2,620 to make our second challenge of this morning, which was a $5,000 challenge.
But we can't assume anything.
No, we can assume nothing. But we need $2,620.
And then at that point, we will get another $5,000. And we've already raised
It was more than that, right? It was $15,000. No, how much?
Well, we got $22,000, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
For that challenge. People will run up to me in Great Barrington when I get back, and they'll say, "Did you make it? Did you make it?"
Yep.
They do. They care.
Well, we made $50,000.
We did.
To get the 22.
Yeah.
And now we're making, they set a $15,000 goal for us to make 15, yeah, 1500 to make 15,000.
No, 5,000.
5,000 to make 15,000.
Oh my gosh.
That's right.
I'm feeling like geometry class again.
I know. I was really bad on that. I had a tutor. 1-800-323-9262.
Obtuse angle.
1-800-323-9262. And so we're almost there, but
yeah,
not
but almost
quite.
Doesn't count. There is no such thing as almost there.
That's correct. And so, what does that mean for you? It means we need $1,400. So whatever part of that you can do,
we could die
do.
For $1,400.
Yes.
Oh no, that's 14 people at $100, or you know. 1-800-323-9262.
Well, you know.
1-800-323-9262. Come on, everybody. Let's go. 9 minutes to go. Oh, boy, mine heart. 1-800-323-9262.
1-800-323-9262. I got a kick. I hope you don't mind me saying this, Alan. I got a kick out of some of the letters yesterday.
Yeah,
people going, oh, you know, Alan is faking being upset and nervous. No.
No, I can attest. He is.
No.
He is truly nervous.
No.
Oh, I am nervous. And by the way, on Sunday night before we start these things, I'm a wreck. And Roselle says, you always say that. You always do that, but you always make it. And I say, no, but this could be the time. This could be the one.
But why did you get up at 1 o'clock again this morning?
Well, because I go to bed at 6.
Okay, but hold on. It used to be 8.
No,
and
no,
then you woke
no.
up at 3.
Yeah.
And well, now it's gone to 6.
Well, I got
to
talk to Gustina every morning.
What time does he get in?
He gets here at 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Okay.
And so I got to talk to him every morning at 4. Then I go do my 5-mile walk.
All right.
And then I get in the car and I come here.
So I'm
now
sorry.
I'm tired.
I'm just asking, but you got up at 1 and you talked to him at 4.
Yeah.
So there's a 3 hours unaccounted for.
Well, read the New York Times.
What about the homework?
That's right.
What
That's
about
right.
reading
the
all the papers? You got to get
read
up
the New York Times.
You start reading the Times, the Washington Post.
No, that's true.
You've got to be able to do something.
We need $923.
Uh-oh, and I don't think we're going to make it. We have 7 minutes to go. Everybody on a phone, this will not do itself. Wherever you are, drop it. 1-800-323-9262 or go to WAMC.org. Now, those will count because those are time-stamped. So let me just tell you. We are so, so close. Joe, how close are we?
We are very close, Alan. We are so, so close. We are like $500 away close.
Did you enjoy your bagel?
I did, very much so.
1-800-323-9262 or WAMC.org. Again, Joe, I'm sorry to keep asking you this.
We're $300 away. $302 away.
Oh. And, you know, we could go down for the $2. And, by the way, we never lie about this stuff. We always, you know, you either make it or you don't make it. If somebody's thinking about saying, okay, I'll give you the $300, but you don't include the two, that could be the death knell of this whole thing. Don't you see?
Absolutely.
Asbestos would say, don't you see?
So, JP, you were going to talk to us about the Sondland issue.
I found it bizarre that Gordon Sondland, who is a wealthy guy who contributed $1 million to the inauguration to get the ambassadorship, that he would bring his name back in the newspaper and remind everybody about who Gordon Sondland is and what he did during the impeachment trial, to bring that up and get back in the news for a rich guy, a measly $1.8 million. Mm-hmm. I find it bizarre. He's not going to get the money. And I can't imagine why he is bringing himself back into the news at this time.
Some people have the fickle finger of fame hit them, and they can't get out from under that fickle finger of fame. F, F,
Fickle finger of fame. Would you say that Sondland was well thought of during the impeachment trial? Were people saying, "Wow, what an amazing guy to come forward like this"? No, I mean his reputation was sullied during the impeachment trial, and now he's bringing his name back into the newspapers. I can't imagine why.
I think he was highly annoyed at how he was treated by Trump, and this is vengeful.
And you said or
Trump's going to pay the $1.8 million?
No, but it certainly embarrasses him.
Yeah. No, Trump be embarrassed by Gordon Sondland? No, Trump it takes Pompeo. A lot to embarrass that guy. I've never seen him embarrassed, but it would take a lot more than Sondland coming into.
What do you reckon it is then?
I have no idea. That's why I'm saying it's bizarre that he's coming up.
You said sullied, and Sully, of course, landed that plane in the Hudson River.
Ah,
remember that?
I do remember.
That was one of the great moments of all time.
This is not a linear conversation we're having.
It never is with me. When Sully landed that plane in the Hudson River.
There may be a motivation on Sondland's part to embarrass Mike Pompeo because Mike Pompeo thinks he's going to run for president in 2024. So it may be something that it may be a target on Pompeo rather than Trump.
How are we doing, Joe?
Well, we made it. That's the good news. I just want to, here we go. We started with, I believe, $401,000 this morning. With all of the challenge money and everything included, we are at $494,702.
So if somebody were to write a check now for $6,000.
We would be at the halfway point in the drive.
And we would be before we were off the air. So somebody will give us $6,000.
There you go.
And say, it is for the honor and decency of WAMC and for honor and decency of WAMC. Isn't that what would happen?
I think it's exactly what would happen. And we have 4 minutes to do it in. So there you go. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262. So a lot of money this morning. We thank you very much, everybody who took part. Everybody who challenged to wonderful people who challenged.
Wonderful
we
challenges.
Thank you very, very much for all of that. Anita and John Fiorello.
Yeah, that's right.
Stephen
Haggerton of Rock Tavern, New York. Anonymous of Covington, Mass, where everyone. Let's see here.
I think that's it. That was it for the ones that we used. Yep. Okay. All right. We're just about out of time. I want to thank everybody who, first of all, let's thank our panelists for coming back.
Thanks for having us.
Trusting
we're so happy to
like
be
being
here.
In the studio.
Yeah. I know. It's
trusting
very nice.
Trusting us not to infect
it?
Them.
Hmm?
Trusting us not to infect them.
I know, and them us.
There's that.
All vaccinated, we're good to go, and it's just great to have you all back, and it seems like we're, step back to normalcy.
Anybody send the 6,000 yet?
I'm checking. I'm waiting. I'm waiting to see if the check will clear. 1-800-323-9262. Actually, we are now, do I have I have a minute, right? Okay. Did you say no, I don't have a minute? What time do I have to be out? Oh, okay. Alan, we are... Man, this would be cool if we could do this. I don't know if we can do it. But are right now...
Yeah.
We're $1,178 away from the halfway point in the drive.
Oh boy.
Wow.
$1,100. So can we make $1,100 in 1 minute and 30 seconds? That's the question.
Well, you know
A minute and 30 seconds, you make $1,100.
You know we can.
Everybody. Now, we don't have a challenge or anything, but that's all right. We just need to make $1,100 to bring us to the $500,000 point in the drive. Day two mornings worth of work, 4 hours on the air. And a lockbox, and you make $500,000. Come on.
Wow.
And
we're challenging ourselves.
We didn't make it. They did it. They did it. As they said in My Fair Lady, Henry Higgins, you did it.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. We need $234, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
$234.
This could be a nightmare. This is when you wake up and you say, we need $234.
I know, and I can't find my locker. That nightmare. You all have that one too? Yeah.
That's right. We had that one. And I still did. And I did. I forgot to take that course.
Yeah. What's this test? I never took this course. $134. $134. 1-800-323-9262. I don't think we have time for those.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, we can save them for tomorrow?
Yeah. If that's okay. what you say, you're the boss.
All right, we got to go. We made it, ladies and gentlemen. We're halfway through the fun drive.
Hey.
I'll throw it over to you. Do what you need to do, Mike. Thanks.